Exercise L14. Finding two answers. 1.
You didn't come to art class yesterday, did you?
Uh-uh. I got out of my chemistry lab late. Anything important I missed?
Yeah. Dr. Matthews has arranged for us to meet at the art museum next week. Next Tuesday. I think that's the 26th. 'Cause the museum's got a special exhibition on fish rubbings.
Fish rubbings? What's that? Not a hands-on exhibition, I hope.
No. Well, not exactly. You missed a good lecture, though. Fish rubbings. It's an ancient art form in which fish are used to make prints.
Sounds slimy. Where was this practiced?
In the Far East and by some native peoples in America.
Will Dr. Matthews expect us to make some of our own fish rubbings afterwards?
I suppose that's up to you. I think it might be interesting to give it a try.
What can be said about fish rubbings? Two.
The world's heaviest gold coin is worth millions of dollars. It was minted in the year 1613 in India. The name of its issuer, Mughal Emperor Jehangir, his name is stamped on the coin. Prior to the reign of this emperor, rulers in India had to obtain permission to mint coins from the caliph, the ruler in Baghdad. Okay? However, Emperor Jehangir changed this tradition. Okay? He, started his own policy of issuing coins in his own name. It was during the time of the Mughal dynasty that many art forms were encouraged to flourish. Emperor Jehangir supported the arts. Therefore, it's not surprising that the art of minting coins began and reached its peak of perfection during his reign.
What is true about Mughal Emperor Jehangir? Three.
When microscopes are referred to, most people think of optical microscopes. These instruments were developed principally to meet the needs of the biological sciences. They aren't that useful for metallurgists. Metallurgists have large and awkwardly shaped specimens. So those who need to examine metal objects or metal structures use a metallurgical microscope. This is a special, the observing and illuminating systems of a metallurgical microscope are mounted in a way that allows adjustment for accommodating odd-shaped samples. Metallurgical microscopes are equipped with devices that provide the capacity to measure an object in the X, Y, and Z axes. These microscopes are frequently used in the field instead of in the laboratory, so they must be more durable.
How is a metallurgical microscope different from an optical microscope? Four.
Since people communicate mostly through speech, you can imagine that a defect in speaking or hearing abilities can be an enormous handicap, right? Okay, there are three conditions in which communication disorders can result. Any ideas what these may be? Three conditions. Yes?
Well, the obvious condition, I think, would be a physical one. Let's say, like, if someone's eardrum has been damaged because of an illness or an injury, that person might not be able to hear. And being deaf or partially deaf not only affects the person's ability to hear, but also deaf people's speech sometimes isn't all that clear, so that makes it difficult for others to understand them.
You bet. If something goes wrong with the speech or hearing mechanisms, communication disorders can result. Sue?
Well, I have a cousin who suffered brain damage in an accident, and he can't speak very well. And some people are just born with something wrong.
Yes, That's a condition we would classify... We classify it under the condition of abnormal functioning of the brain. Besides accidents, people may be born with this condition, or it can occur as a result of a stroke or a tumor. And the third condition, anybody?
Well, some people have been badly shocked or traumatized, and they get kind of emotionally upset, you know. I read about a boy who just stopped talking after he saw this really terrible accident.
Good point. Yes, an unusual emotional or psychological problem can cause communication disorders. Okay, so communication disorders can result from, one, something going wrong with the speech or hearing mechanisms, two, abnormal functioning of the brain, and finally, an unusual emotional or psychological problem. Now, fortunately, most communication disorders can be improved to some degree with the help of a speech pathologist.
What is true about communication disorders? The program continues on the next CD.